things that you never knew.
Never knew.
Rubbing shoulders with bitches I used to put on pedestals. But still I keep it professional. Laying in the bed and you acting like I can't even touch you. I don't know why you do that. Shower with the door open while you do that. Drop the towel right in front of me. You cruise, going on, baby. Talk to me, baby. Say it to me straight. Did I make a mistake? And I can't concentrate while you're standing there naked. Acting strange, yeah, yeah. And something tells me we ain't gon' last, baby. We ain't gon' last,
yo,
baby.
Yo, 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 what's going on, family? Last, welcome baby. To a brand new episode of Ism Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're right here broadcasting live from Los Angeles, ready to chop up some good game with you all. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can chop it up with the ladies real quick. Bumping that Bryson Tiller. Sarah put me up on that song, ladies and gentlemen. But glad to have everybody tuning in to Ism Radio. Today's show, Ism Radio, is brought to you by Dennis Brown's new podcast called Tipping the Scale. It's about relationships, business, personal development, and it gives people a real roadmap on how to navigate through life. That's at tipthescalepodcast.com. And today is also, the show is brought to you by POV Hilarious D. Check out his YouTube page. He has a trailer for his upcoming superhero film called Chaos. Dark Chaos, The Maze of the Universe. You can check that out on YouTube. The trailer is about a black woman superhero. Real good stuff. Go to YouTube and check out POV Hilarious D. And today's show is also brought to you by the brand new film 1804movie.com. The movie is coming out hopefully this summer. We're in the editing stages of the movie, and hopefully we will have it ready by the end of the summer. We're telling people it'll be ready by November at the latest, but hopefully we'll make it a summer thing. But nevertheless, we're here. We have our lovely co-host here. We have Miss Sarah Nicole. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm good. What did you do this week, Sarah?
I went out. I had a date.
Oh, shit. Hold that thought. We're going to get back to your ass.
No.
And over here to her right or her left, that's Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
Hi. How are y'all?
Layla is a little hungover.
I am. Man, I had a little throw-up session in the bathroom. Like, y'all didn't hear it?
Yes, no. We heard it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
You heard it.
We know you heard it. Tariq don't miss a thing.
Tariq
don't miss nothing, boy.
So Layla came in sickly. Looking
I
cute.
I made it, though.
She made it.
I made it. That's
she made it. Yeah. Look, and she got the cute hair flowing.
Thank you. Yeah, I was asking Sarah to look like an afro, and she said no.
No. It's not.
It's giving me Selena vibes. Yeah. Like, I like it.
Oh, you like
it's
it. Cute.
So how did you get hungover? Let's talk about that. Let's get into that.
Tariq, you know, he wants to know somebody's business.
So, where were you last night, Layla?
No, I just went to eat with a friend.
Okay, what else did y'all eat?
Oh, well, see, that's what dudes, you know what? When people try to get you drunk, and I only had literally two drinks.
Yeah.
I just don't drink like that. And I didn't eat all day and stuff like that. But when guys try to be like, drink up, here you go. And then it backfired on his ass. Because I threw up all over the place.
Wait, oh, she's blaming her hangover on him.
I know. What kind of shit is that?
No.
like, I ain't never heard of that
no,
before.
No,
because
the one
crazy.
Drink was so strong. And I was like, oh, I think I'm good. And he was like, nah, take it, you know, get another one.
Girl.
So I was like, okay. And then, yeah, threw up everywhere.
And I would have been like, no.
All over the place.
And who is this gentleman, by the way?
Oh, he's just a friend. He's nobody. I mean, he's a friend.
Say
you know?
I'm just a friend.
Just a friend.
Yeah.
So nothing happened last night?
Throw up, really? Now, you have to be damn desperate to try something with some throw up. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he had a plan. I mean, I wasn't planning on doing anything with him. I don't know what his plan was, but
you know what his plan was.
You know what his plan was.
That nigga cracked open that pussy like you cracked open that Hennessy bottle.
Oh, damn, Ismbot. Right, let me try. Hold on one second. Y'all keep talking. Talk among yourselves.
Ismbot.
It's working. Yes.
Yeah. I can't.
Why? Yes.
I can't. So you threw up in his bed.
Thank you so much.
Well, see, this is the thing.
And he threw away his comforter.
This is the thing. You're telling all my
business. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, tell it.
Tariq, like, no, tell it. No, basically, he lived, you know how they have the restaurants underneath his apartment?
Yeah.
So we went to like a restaurant downstairs, you know, where he live at. How convenient.
You got a restaurant by the, damn, that's convenient.
Yeah, the apartment. Yeah, you know how they have those, build those apartments where they have the restaurants and stuff underneath and then the apartments on top?
Okay, then, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Really? Oh, yeah.
We need to get out more to
Yeah, but in LA, I'm just, because I see a lot of that like on the east, but out here.
No, they have it like off in like Miracle Mile area. So, excuse me. I had a mint. I'm sorry. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm okay. I ain't going to throw up. No, so like, he's like, oh, meet me at this restaurant. I didn't know he lived upstairs.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's convenient as hell.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah. Let's get a meal and going up these stairs.
So then we ate and then I don't even remember like.
Oh, Lord. Leaving. Don't give me the, I don't remember the dick.
No, we did not have sex, Tariq. Really? I know that. I know for a fact we did not.
How do you know for a fact?
I know for a fact. I would know if I had sex. I didn't.
And why didn't you? Because you and this dude, y'all have been intimate before. From
what we haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Not with this guy?
Oh, no.
Okay. I thought this was a.
Nah. Right. Tariq, no. Okay. Tariq just put my.
Oh,
like,
my bad. My
no,
bad.
No, we never done think, anything.
Okay.
Making up stuff. Don't listen to him. No, so that was it. I mean, it was an innocent hangover. I mean, basically, we went to a restaurant. I didn't go to a club or anything. I had 2 drinks, and I have just a low tolerance for alcohol. Shut up, Isambard.
Well, Isambard, he's going to say something. What's that, Isambard?
Layla's telling alternative facts.
Isambard said, you tell him some alternative facts.
No, but it was cool, though. He took care of me. Like, he'd take this Tylenol. He was really sweet.
So nothing happened?
He threw away his blanket. I guess I threw up on the comforter. He threw that away. Poor man.
Niggas going to want a payment for that comforter.
Told him it was like expensive comforter.
Like, look.
He threw it away.
He's going to want a pussy payment for that comforter being fucked up.
He's sweet.
So nothing happened?
Nothing.
No light petting? Nothing?
Nothing.
He didn't grab that little bubble? Nothing?
Nothing. Because I was like throwing up. That's pretty
before
gross.
Before you threw up now, shit.
No.
Oh,
yeah, probably got to do a do-over. Okay, I kind of messed that. Layla, I don't even know if you're going to answer his phone at this point.
Layla's over here trying to act like Claire Huxtable. Something went down and something went down.
No, why does Tariq always do that to us, Nicole?
No.
Like, he's like, you had to sleep like, with him.
Oh, yeah, like, we got to sleep with every dude that we come
to. I was just trying to get some food, bro.
You didn't say, but you
I was just trying
anyway.
To get a free meal.
Y'all asses be over here fronting, though.
No.
Man. So the phone number, family, is 818-85. What's the fucking
850.
Number? 850-5404. I'm confused.
I don't even know the
shit,
number.
Shit, I'm fucking with y'all. I don't even drink. Y'all hangover seeping over to me. Shit.
That's her.
I know. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi.
Is this La Tropic?
No, it's not.
Okay, sound like La Tropic.
It did.
What's your name, sweetie?
I'm KK from Virginia Beach.
There you go. How you doing, KK? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I was calling to ask a relationship question.
Let's go it. Let's do it. What's on your mind?
All right. So I wanted to know what you know you're doing too much, like in a relationship or whatever. Like, when do you know you're doing too much as far as like a guy?
Okay, you will know when you're doing too much when it is not reciprocal. If you find the shit is one way, you're doing everything and the person is not doing it in return, that's when you are doing too much. You can never do too much if it's reciprocal, if everything is equal. But if you're the only one doing a particular thing, you're doing too much.
So say like you have more than that person has right now, but they have a lot of potential.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of helping them out and kind of seeing, I don't know how to explain it, like to make sure that they're okay in the interim and just doing more, but I guess, I don't know, maybe I should be more, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, I'm sorry you guys.
It's okay.
As far as just, I can't explain it.
Get it off your mind.
No.
So what you're saying is you're in a relationship and the person has potential, but they, I mean, like, what is the person doing?
Okay. The person, he's great. Like, he's amazing. Like, he's a great person. Has a lot of potential. Has a degree.
Potential.
You know, potential.
Hold on. Isambard. Isambard, my... Isambard might be able to help you out with that. Isambard, please.
So basically, you are dating a dusty nigger.
I hear what he said.
Isambard says, so basically, you're dating a dusty nigger.
No, he's not dusty at all. He just graduated from college, so like...
There's some dusty, there's dusty niggas with college degrees.
That's why she said potential.
See that potential thing.
That's not a potential word. I don't
see,
like
look,
it.
Right, but let's look at that potential thing, because a lot of times we throw that potential word around a lot. Everybody has potential.
True.
Everybody on the planet, we got potential to do things, but it's all about how you are applying that potential. What is he doing that's applying the potential that he has?
Applying for jobs, like you
Oh Lord!
He unemployed.
So you got an unemployed dude.
He's not unemployed. No, he's not unemployed. He's
car?
In the reserve.
Or no,
he's in the reserve.
He's in the reserve.
Oh. He's not unemployed.
Okay.
He's not unemployed. He's underemployed. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I get it.
And how old is this gentleman, by the way?
He's 27.
27. And how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. Shit. Hold on. Sorry, my phone's been ringing all day. There's so much shit going on today, man. My phone's been ringing all day. We started late. This one coming in throwing up. Sarah coming in. Her eye hurt. I mean, shit.
Shut up.
Damn. We got the phone man in here. We had delivery drivers.
We here though. We made it.
Damn.
We here though.
Okay. We got ISIS outside. Shit. It's just hell is breaking loose. So, well, but as far as your situation, young lady, how long you been dating him, by the way?
Well, we started talking in March.
Okay, so this shit is new?
Yeah, it's brand
new. Oh, that's brand new. When did y'all, okay, so this is new. This is a new
thing. We've known each other for a long time.
No, knowing each other and banging each other, because y'all done started banging, so that's a whole different thing. When you banging somebody, you see a whole different side. You don't know a motherfucker until you fucking them. Don't let nobody tell you differently. You don't know nobody until you fuck them. You'll see the real them after right. You fuck them for the third time.
The third time. That'll help me know whether I'm going to continue to mess with them or not.
Right, but like I said, forget about all that potential stuff. You'll know a person after you bang them the third time, then people kind of relax. They stop putting up fronts. You know, you stop washing your ass right up after sex. You kind of lay up in it.
No,
you let your edges. You ain't gotta. You know, you ain't putting your bonnet on immediately.
He tells me when, because he doesn't live here. Like he lives out of town. Like he lives about 2 hours away.
So
he tells me when he's got it or when he doesn't have it. So it's like a long distance thing on top of it. So it's like I don't always see him. And I don't know. I feel sometimes like I'm doing the most. So, but
if you
I do,
feel
you know,
like that,
have
then
it
that's what's real. That's what's really happening.
Yeah.
So, what city do you live in? And what you said you live in Virginia? What?
Virginia Beach.
And where does he live?
Like in Richmond.
Mm. How far is that?
That's not far. That's
it's
not
like 2 hours. Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
And now, do you have any kids? Or did he have any kids?
Neither one of us have kids.
Good.
Yeah.
So, what do you want out of the relationship with this guy? Because the potential thing, again, we look at that word potential, that a person has to be worth us waiting around for them to let their potential blossom. You know, it's all about being around somebody who's worth waiting for their potential to blossom. Is he worth the wait?
I feel like he is.
Okay.
I do. I really do. Like, I've met his grandparents. Like, I've met, like, family. You know, he's great. Like, he does things. Like, just the other week, you know, I was in Richmond because my family lives there. And I was visiting my mom. And my mom left her phone in my car. Now, this, mind you, was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. He drove back to Richmond to bring her phone. So, I didn't have to drive all the way back to Richmond when I was almost to Virginia Beach.
So, he drove back to bring your mom's phone?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, because we were meeting in the middle because I had just dropped her off. So, like, I had dropped her off back to Richmond, and I was headed back to Virginia Beach. I met him, like, midway, and he literally drove all the way to her house, brought her phone. And this was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
He's an awesome person. Like, he's an awesome guy.
He drove over there to bang your mom.
Like, I don't know. I wanted to. Isn't
Isambard said he drove over there to bang your mom, but I don't believe that. So
that's okay.
So I would say this. So if you think the guy has potential, and again, this is new because I always like to give things the benefit of the doubt. You dig? Mm-hmm. I like to give things the benefit of the doubt, but don't fall too much on the potential thing. Because a lot of times we'll use that potential thing as a crutch for a motherfucker being dusty, and we can justify their dustiness by talking about how much potential they have, because you can't point to anything tangible that they got popping. So at 27, you know, you kind of need to be finding your stride as a man, especially. You need to kind of find your niche. And I get it. You know, shit happens. You learn yourself and you try different things. But my man has to have something popping at 27 other than some damn potential.
He's far from dusty. Like, I mean, he just graduated with a degree in electrical engineering, and he's in the reserves. And, like, I work for a mortgage company, and I just graduated with my associate's degree.
What? So, okay, like, okay, because the reserve don't pay money like that, all right?
They don't pay money like that, but you get, like, active duty days and stuff. You go on different little things, and, you know, you go on orders and
that
stuff.
That nigga's a grown Boy Scout at this point. All right, let's keep that shit 100. It's a grown fucking Boy Scout, all right? Who does he live with? Because you ain't living in no balling spot nowhere.
Right about that. Well, he lives with his grandma right now.
This nigga stay with granny.
And you talk.
Good Lord.
What the car? Does he have a car?
No, he has three cars. No, wait. He got three cars.
Oh. He got three cars and he live with grandma?
This nigga is staying with granny. This nigga's like a trap boy from First 48. This nigga's always be staying with their grandma house. They get caught at granny's house. Or killing somebody.
I find that endearing. I don't know. I'm low-key endearing. Like, I mean, you stack your money. You think, you know.
You can't even go over there and get you a little dick. Because grandma in there. Dang. What's all that noise in there? What's that smell, baby? Why it smell like? It smell like vinegar and feet, baby.
Ew.
Open the window. It's cold in here. Why it smell like that? It's cold. Y'all in there doing grandma complaining. She talking to you, baby, you can't go in my Frigidaire like that, baby. You drinking up all my stuff. We don't know you like that, baby. And y'all ain't married. Y'all need to get on out here. What church you go to, baby? All right, you need to be saved because you a little hoish coming up in here at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know you in there putting dirty things in your mouth, baby. You know, so grandma's checking. You can't really do nothing with this nigga. No. Come on, man. Come on, the dude, he 27, listen, he don't need to be staying with grandma at 27.
I feel like you feel really hesitant on it, so why don't you just follow your first instinct?
Yeah, if you had to call up and ask.
Yeah, like,
because
the
thing is, sound like the dude is going to try to move in with you.
No, it won't. I'm moving into this place. It's a one-person type situation at my house.
Are you staying in like a little studio spot?
Yeah, it's not a studio. I actually got two rooms, but it's small. I mean, it's small.
Damn, and y'all, see, you were in Virginia
Beach.
And I know the rent ain't that much. Shit, how much is the rent in that motherfucker?
You so nosy.
I am nosy.
Well, I live close to the ocean front. It's kind of, it gets expensive, and I live about 2 miles out from there, so okay. Like, it gets a little expensive.
What you look like? Shit, that's the thing.
I knew he was gonna say
yeah,
that
what
name.
The hell you look like? What do you look like?
I'm not. No, I can't put my business out there because everybody would know. Like, I can't do it.
No, what? Just describe what you look like.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like talking about my IG or something.
No.
I'm 5'10".
You 5 what?
I'm 5'10", so five, I'm like tall.
You're tall.
Damn, you are tall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. And like a size 20, you know. So
size 20? What's that? What's
she thick.
You're a thick one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She thick.
No, but not for her height,
she
though.
She might actually...
So for my height,
Ashley, oh, thick like that.
Oh, that's about that. She's about a good size.
I don't know, but I don't like
she's
size 20.
She's like an Ashley Stewart size, but that's cute.
Really? But it depends on you know,
size 20.
How she fuck? She's shaped though. All that shit can be in shoulders.
No, it's
narrow ass and a big back. You know.
It's proportionate.
It's what?
Proportionate. I'm proportionate.
Yeah, that's okay. What you. That's what they all say.
That's good.
Okay.
That's what they.
No, I really am. I just can't.
You sure proportionate don't mean it's all in your back like a linebacker or something?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm very proportionate. Like,
okay.
Very proportionate.
We got to see what that looks like. Okay. In the chat room, people are saying that the audio is janky when I do the camera angles. Where my chat room? Is the audio good? Because I was talking not you, sweetie. I was talking.
It's so much going on today.
I know so much shit going on. It's just so much confusion. But anyway, thank you for the call, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know. It's a shit show radio.
Oh, man. I know. It's a shit show day today. It's all types of shit going on, man. I mean, the feng shui is off. You see the picture ain't up there? The shit fell down. There's glass on the floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the picture.
I didn't even
yeah, you
recognize
notice
that.
That. Yeah.
I saw you put it up, but I didn't know it fell again.
Yeah, it fell.
It fell today?
It fell like, no. It fell when we weren't here because I came in and it was on the floor. Mm. And I tried to put it up, then it fell again.
Wow. So all this today. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
I feel like today is something going on.
I'm gonna take my ass home. When you're having a day like that, you just go home.
Yeah. Sarah over here eating some goddamn gravy. What is that?
It's soup.
I know it's soup.
And I'm jealous because I can't eat anything. Like, I have a protein bar in my purse, and I'm scared to eat anything because every time I eat, I feel sick again.
I don't. Layla in here just throwing it.
Layla pregnant for real.
No, I'm not.
I know. It'd be crazy.
Unless
Layla
I'm
pregnant.
Unless I'm pregnant.
I know. That is kind of sound.
Well, you can't eat nothing. You're going to throw up. That's some pregnant shit.
No. Let's not say that. We don't want to mess
please.
It up with her side niggas out here in the
street.
Oh, no.
Layla be out here juggling the dudes.
No, I don't. I don't.
Layla, what we got going on?
Okay,
in the
let's
news?
Talk about somebody else's relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj. Okay. She went on Ellen recently.
Yes.
And Ellen asked her. She wanted her to confirm her and Nas's relationship. And I really thought Nicki was going to say no. You know, everybody wants to say no.
Right.
Nicki's like, I mean, he comes over my house. I go over his house. We have sleepovers. And, you know, we hang out. So I thought it was interesting. She went on there. And then Ellen asked her, y'all doing the nasty? You know, Ellen's so silly. And she said, no, I'm celibate.
Oh,
do you believe that?
Oh, Lord.
I guess
Lord.
It is not for me to believe, but.
But how you got Nas coming over for sleepovers and you ain't getting him?
She said he was cute in the interview, too. She was like, yeah, he's kind of cute, though.
Nicki be lying.
I know,
though.
Nicki, yeah, she kind of puts, you know, she knows
extra.
How to work it. She knows how to, you know, so is she
this
just
could
really.
Be a publicity stunt
yeah.
for real. Like,
yeah.
She knows how to work shit.
I really don't see him dating her. I just don't feel it.
I mean, he likes cute girls. She's cute.
Yeah,
Khalees was beautiful. I like
Khalees. Yeah, but she don't seem like his type to me.
I feel like dudes. You know what I realized about dudes? Y'all not that damn picky. Y'all really not that damn picky.
To a certain degree. If we trying to cape with you, we trying to claim you. We get a little picky.
But to have sex, I feel like y'all
don't
have sex with anybody.
No, motherfucker have sex with anybody.
Hey, I showed you that damn picture of that girl I went to school with.
Yeah, yeah.
She got two
niggas
kids.
Will fuck anything.
Ew,
niggas will, yeah, if it's late enough, niggas will fuck anything.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, yeah, if it's late enough.
He said what? If it's late enough.
Yeah, when niggas start going through that Rolodex and it gets a little scarce, you know, and then it becomes slim pickings.
Oh,
but
my God.
I don't know the situation with if they're dating or not. That's interesting. Shout out to Nas. You know, Nas has a restaurant out here.
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Yes. Just told me the other day.
Can we go?
Yeah, we need to go. I want
to
go.
We need to go.
Sweet Chick.
Yep.
Yeah. That's over in Fairfax area.
I thought it was. Is it near Melrose or no?
Yeah,
kind of over there.
Like kind of in that Fairfax.
Yeah.
That's the Fairfax area.
So that's what I told you I went on a date this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The guy I went on a date with, he used to be a writer for SNL, and he's really good friends with Nas, and he told me this weekend that he had a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should all go, you guys. You see, I'm always trying to get Tariq and Sarah to look at Sarah looking like, yeah, right.
We got to talk about this goddamn date. Now, what happened with the date, Sarah?
Yeah.
And who was this now? What's up?
He ain't nobody special, I mean.
Nobody special.
I mean, I don't know him. It was just one date.
I mean, damn. Where'd you meet him? What he look like?
Oh, where did I meet him? I think I met him in the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
He asked me out. He asked me.
Oh.
He said he was really digging the afro. And he was like, oh, I really think you're cute. You know, can I get your number? Mm. I said, sure. He was very nice, dressed nice, respectful.
The white dude?
No.
What was he?
I'm about to leave if you
No, you're not. You better
like
tell me who the hell he was.
He's black.
You know he's black.
You about to make me get up out of here.
Please.
No.
So you he got your number.
Is he dark skinned?
He's like Tariq color.
Like, okay.
Like your color.
Oh, okay.
Both of y'all the same damn
we
color.
We about the same, yeah.
So, yeah. What color is y'all?
Like brownish.
I say sea salt.
I'm a mocha almond.
Wait,
I don't know what the fuck you mean what color I am.
Wait, what, sea salt caramel?
I'm caramel magenta. What the fuck you mean? I don't know. I'm
brown. Don't know. Shit.
So this dude. So, yeah, he's a tall dude.
Oh, yeah, he's tall. He's taller than me. Oh. He's former writer for SNL.
Wait. if you had to compare it to like the reason why I'm saying celebrity is because that's somebody everybody knows.
I know, but girl, I didn't even think about it.
Who does, you don't know who he looks like?
I mean, shit, I don't know.
No.
Who he look like? Sure.
Oh, he got twisties,
No. Dreads. No, he's bald. He cut all of his hair off.
Okay.
Oh,
he got,
damn.
Is he older, he younger?
Hair. No, he's 31.
That's a good age. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And where's he from?
He's from Italy.
Oh, damn.
That's dope.
A black dude from Italy.
Yeah, his parents, I think he's half African, half black American.
Oh,
I think,
okay,
his dad is African, but he told me his dad owns like several clubs and restaurants, and he grew up in Italy and then moved to New York.
So, yeah,
Sarah went on a date with Steven Seagal.
Who? Who was that?
She don't know. Remember, yesterday. Last
Wait,
week
who
you
is
said,
that?
She don't be knowing who nobody is.
She was on a date with Steven Seagal.
No,
who the fuck is that?
No, y'all was cracking up last week. She was like, "Who the hell is Todd Bridges?"
Hilarious.
Who is that?
She still don't know.
Sarah be fronting.
I might know, but who?
He from different strokes.
Sarah low key went out with a white dude and not trying to tell us.
No. It's black people in Italy.
Oh,
I think.
Sarah be fronting. Sarah fronting. Where did y'all go, Sarah?
You gonna make me hop across this damn ass and kill you.
No.
Because everybody know I don't want them around me.
Please.
I know.
Ain't no damn please. I don't play them games.
Where did y'all go?
We just did something real chill. We went to like this, things are really popular, like the beer garden stuff is real popular in LA. Yeah.
Where is that? Where is that?
Like, it's not called Beer Garden. Like, it's the theme is Beer Garden. Like, it's really popular. So, it's like different places where you can, like, have a variety of beer and then you can sit outside.
That sounds
you
nice.
Know, he LA took Sarah to a Donald Trump rally.
He took you to a Donald Trump rally.
No, you know, do you know where Trendsetters is or where Kat Von D's tattoo shop
is?
On
yeah, yeah, yep.
You know, right across the street, that's where we went.
Oh, okay.
It's called something beer. Le something beer, I forget. But it was nice.
That sounds cool.
It was very chill. We just talked and it was nice.
Okay.
So you like him, kind of?
I mean, he was cool, yeah.
Like, you're going the second date, basically.
Yeah, I'll go on the second
date. Mm-hmm. Yes, Sarah.
Yeah, and he, you know, he was real nice. He was like, you know, make sure you call me when you get home. You know, all these racist.
No, he didn't hit it, Tariq. Shut
please,
up. Shut
please.
Up. I know. I know.
It's like,
next.
I can't even walk past a dude exactly. Before Tariq be like, oh, you had sex with
That's
him.
What I'm
please,
saying. Everybody
please.
Has to have sex.
Lies in the goddamn streets. Lies in the streets.
I really don't like how you try to say that.
What?
About us.
What?
We
how
I don't say that. Y'all imply. Y'all think I say that. Y'all imply
no,
that. I don't
no,
say
no,
that.
No, you imply it.
I don't say that. I really don't
you
say
don't
that.
You don't have to.
But you be fronting though. Yeah. What's up? Who's on the phone?
Look at that.
Who's on the phone?
Tariq.
Hey.
Ooh, look.
What's up, man? It's Matt from London, UK.
Hey, brother. How you doing? What's going on? Hey, you over there in London. Y'all got that bomb shit going on over there. In Manchester. How's everything going right now, man?
That's in Manchester. That's like up north. So I'm not sure what's going. Well, I'm not sure what's going on.
How far?
But yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah,
anyway.
But you know that's going to affect y'all over there in London too, because you know they over there talking about Muslim and Muslim ban, and you know Muslim is a code word for black. They always use that Muslim thing to attack us here and over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's going on? What's happening over there in the UK? Period. Right now.
Yeah, I heard the story late, but I'm not too sure what's going on, but yeah, I just heard about it just recently. Yeah.
Okay, what's on your goddamn mind, brother? How you not know the fuck they got bombs and shit going off and they about to start targeting people racially? You're like, I don't know what's happening over here. You know, you don't know shit.
All right.
Can I call up for a relationship issue? Me and my mom met someone. You're like, all right, brother, what's happening? What's on your mind, brother? What's on your mind?
Tariq, it's not a question on game. Basically, it's a question on the job at work. Yeah, basically, I just need some advice. So basically, there's this guy on the job who's like, he's a Filipino guy. He's in his 40s. He keeps on saying to me, how you doing, son? So like, I wasn't happy about it, so I checked in today. I was like, I'm uncomfortable you calling me son. So and he said, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop. So was I right to do that, or I just need advice from you to like let me know if I done the right thing.
So is he an older guy? Why is he calling you son? How old is this guy?
Yeah, he's in his like he's in his 40s, like late 40s. Like I just see him as a white supremacist minion, basically. So I'm just like I told him to his face. I said to him, I'm not comfortable you calling me son like that, like especially from someone from another race. So like,
right.
And I told him in front of people. So like, I'm just asking you this: was it the right thing to do? Or
that was cool. You could have pulled him to the side, but you know, checking him in front of people, that's cool to let them know, because again, a lot of these dudes and women from the Asian community will try to act as honorary white supremacists. And I'm going to have to do a whole show on that to really break that down, because they got that bad, especially the Hapas, those half white and half Asians. They're really bad with that slick shit that they try to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You dig? So, let them know what's up. Yeah. Let them know that you ain't on that sucker shit. You dig? And also, man, I want you to be more cognizant of what's going on out there in the UK. Ismbot has something to say.
There are terror attacks happening in the UK, and this nigga's eating English muffins.
said, what was that?
nothing. He said you eating English muffins while terror is going on over there in the UK. But anyway, man, thank you for the call, brother. Thank you.
You know, I had an Asian dude over the weekend try to say something like that to me. He was one of those, whatever you call them,
Hapas. Yeah.
Hapas. And he was like, I'm basically black.
Oh, Lord.
I said, what the you mean? And he was like, well, because, you know, I grew up listening to hip hop and, you know, I said, your ass ain't a descendant of a slave and you need to stop.
Yeah, I don't like that thing where people think that they get some kind of black pass because they listen to a fucking rap record.
And I told him, I said, so since I eat sushi, am I Asian?
Yeah.
Can I get some of those businesses y'all got?
Yeah, because we go to Sally's Beauty Supply. Are we Asian too?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
He was like, I guess you're right. I know, I guess I am right.
Man. Now, Layla, what else is happening, young lady over there, looking like you're about to throw up again?
I know, I'm trying to.
You better not throw up. No.
Girl, turn over there. Over there in that corner.
At least the bathroom's close.
I know.
At least, you know.
What's going on, dear?
Okay, so we all remember L.A. Reid. I told you that he stepped down from Epic. Mm-hmm. You seen that? Guess who wants his job? Before I tell you, Tariq, who do you think is a good fit for that job at Epic?
L.A. Reid?
You won't even believe.
I know.
You won't believe.
As an executive.
Executive.
Mm-hmm. At Epic.
Who should take his job?
Future.
Future?
Wait, who?
No, I'm not about to say no.
I don't know too many. I would say like another black executive like Steve Stout or somebody like
right.
that.
Right. Well, guess who might be getting the job?
Who?
DJ Khaled.
Oh,
I'm so sick of him.
No, you know what he really said though?
Okay.
What?
He said, because he's petitioning it, he's campaigning his own damn self. You know how he do.
Yeah, he'll probably get it too.
Yeah, he said, and do you know L.A. Reid is the one that signed him to Epic? You do know that. Back in 2011, he signed DJ Khaled to Epic.
Wow.
So that's the funny part.
Wow.
But he said he's petitioning to get the job. He said, look, I make things happen more than anybody in the game, so why wouldn't I be considered for the label?
Oh, wow.
That's what he said about his damn self.
Okay. Yeah, he might get it. Yes. He might get it. I can't knock his hustle.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people who come into the rap game, the hip hop community, and they take over because these other groups know how to grind.
Yeah.
They know how to handle business. They know how to really campaign and bring the heat.
Yeah.
A lot of us, we don't take care of business when it comes to our own culture. You know, we like to be in front of the camera all the time, partying and drinking and getting high and drinking lean and all this stupid shit. But when it comes to business, we start slacking and fucking off. We got to learn how to handle business so we can control shit. That's why when I go to places, especially and I go to hip hop radio stations, most hip hop radio stations are run by Hispanics or whites or Jewish people.
They are. They won't even hire me.
Yeah.
Because I have to pull out the fact that my dad is Puerto Rican. Yeah. Does that even work? Not really.
Especially out here in L.A.
L.A.?
I got
a radio job. When I moved to Atlanta, I didn't have no experience in radio. None, and I got a job.
Mm.
Easy. Mm-hmm. At the 6 to 10 spot at night. Like the best spot they had.
Nigga.
But out here, now that I do have experience,
I ain't Mexican.
Sorry.
You got to be Mexican to get a job on radio out here, on terrestrial radio out here.
Yeah.
Only job for black people is at KJLH.
Yeah.
And you got to be old.
Stevie Wonder's
yes,
radio.
Yes, Stevie Wonder Station. Yeah,
oh,
you got to. Yeah, that's the only black technically
that's
black
crazy.
Station.
What we don't have. No, why can't we go to Atlanta? Atlanta.
That's why we got our own chip popping. You got to have your own.
Yeah, yep.
That's why you got to have your own thing popping. You got to, because terrestrial radio, you know, they take their cues from what's going on online now.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So that's how it is. Well, the phone number again, family, is 818-850-5404. Let's see who we got. What the hell? Well, this lady got all types of havoc in the background. What's up? Who's this?
Oh my God, this is Trish. I don't have all kind of havoc to wreak. Why are you starting on me already? Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
I know.
Tariq, I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why is it that you always need people's Instagram?
What? What did she say?
What?
What?
Say.
And your phone is loud as fucking
yeah,
hell.
That's what I'm like.
Isn't about what?
She's calling from a Section 8 phone.
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay. Now, what, sweetie, hello?
What did she say?
Does anybody know what she said? I don't know.
Her phone is loud.
But it was loud as hell.
It had that project echo in the back. I heard that. Them project walls with that hard cold floor.
That's because she ain't had no furniture in there. That's why.
Lord. Yeah, I would like her to call back to see what
she
was
talking
about.
Yeah, we really didn't know what you said.
What she
honey.
Said somehow. Why
know.
Don't people meet on Instagram or something? I don't know.
No
black
what
people
saying.
Meet? What
it was the Cabrini
happened?
Green echo going on in the background. Man.
So damn silly.
Let's see who we got here on this damn phone, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ace from Virginia.
Ace from Virginia. How you doing, brother?
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Ace?
Hey, man, I got a question, man. How old do you think a drug dealer should be? I mean, not should be, but should retire, because, you know, a lot of niggas be out here wanting to sell drugs, but they don't have their stuff together. You know, I called a dude one time. He talking about wait till I get off of work. That ain't no real drug dealer, is it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you got a drug dealer with a day job, you don't buy no drugs from that nigga. And what you buying drugs for anyway, nigga? What are you buying drugs for, nigga? You a little.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
are you a functioning crackhead or something? Oh, what are you doing? What you buying?
Hell no, man. Hell no. I'm just saying. But you know what I'm saying? But drug dealer don't got his stuff together. Like, he don't want to give you in the bag. He won't give you in a Walmart bed or a damn receipt. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Some shit like that.
Are you trying to get a drug dealing receipt, nigga? No, nigga. You leave them D-boys alone, nigga. All right. Thanks for the call. This nigga right here. That nigga be sucking dick for his drugs.
Ew.
What's up?
Well,
we got FedEx here.
Ew.
Shout out to FedEx coming through. It's a busy day here at
so, Tariq,
King Flex Entertainment today.
Remember you wanted
today.
To talk about the homophobia in the black community.
Yes, yes. What's the story
the
on that?
The hyper-masculinity. Is it destroying the black community? Like, is it making us more gay, more homophobic?
It
with Lil Uzi with that $2,400 girl dress or whatever
yeah.
he had on. And look, it was a fan that caught him outside and was like, Lil Uzi, what's up with that damn shirt you had on? He gonna say, it cost $2,400. She was like, I don't care. It still looks like a girl shirt.
Exactly. These, and where did that article come from? What was the...
This was on The Shade Room.
The Shade Room, mm-hmm. Okay. Because you have a lot of... these ebonies and essences and the root, all of these white controlled Negro sites that will push this black gay
that's
agenda.
That's a video.
Okay.
He walking around with a damn purse and tight plaid pants.
This thing, again, the white supremacists are behind this. That's them propping up and elevating this moist behavior, that whole shit with the rompers, that's them promoting that. Anything that they promote towards us is going to ultimately be destructive,
mm-hmm.
because if you are a dude out here, you know, we need soldiers out here right now. You got black men, women, and children being attacked. The last thing we need is a nigga walking around in a sundress and some flip-flops.
Really?
In a damn purse.
Did you see this
romper?
Oh Lord, hell no!
You ain't see this one.
No, straight though.
Yeah, and if you criticize that, it's like, oh, you're homophobic. Nobody's homophobic.
Yo, what
at all. But the thing is,
wait, Tariq, you got.
I saw it. I want to see it again. I've seen
no,
enough
put
of
it
that.
On there.
Oh Lord,
put
I just
hold
on.
Did you just see that?
That's the swimsuits they selling to y'all.
Man,
y'all gonna buy them?
Hold on, this bullshit right here. See, this is some. White society will push this. Oh, that's from their phone. I didn't have that on my shit.
I hope you don't have that.
Fetish. But anything we do, this straight black males are automatically labeled as misogynistic or homophobic if we're not co-signing the fuckery. You dig? So I got a real problem with that. And those terms like hypermasculinity, mm-hmm. those terms are only reserved for straight black men. They never refer to white males as no hyper masculinity. None of that. That's a term that they reserve for black males. Just like the term down low is a term reserved for black males. You never seen them call white males down low.
You're right. You did?
They never called them that shit. So they have all these little terms for us. Layla, what you over there smacking on, beloved?
I'm scared.
What you over there eating?
I can't hold nothing down, so I'm like, but I'm hungry.
I feel
you. I'm hoping this doesn't do anything.
I hope you don't throw up no granola bar on this desk. You're going to clean it up.
Over there with it. Make sure you eat with your face over there.
Lord, poor little Layla. Y'all send Layla some love over here. Poor things. She had a late night date. And
it wasn't even that late.
What time was it? How you get drunk early? What kind of shit is that? An early drinker. It's still daylight. You got a bottle in it. Oh, shit. It's about to turn up. The fuck you drinking that early? No, what, how late was it?
It was like 8 o'clock.
That's early. Oh, my God.
You get drunk and watch Empire all early and shit. Yeah. Ooh, Lucy's lying. It's crazy.
I'm like 3 episodes behind. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Of what?
Empire.
Who still watch Empire?
Everybody. I watch that shit.
I watch it, but I'm 3 episodes behind.
Yeah, you got to catch up on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Wow.
Power's about to come on. That's
that
my show.
I love that
is
show.
The show. Power's coming on. 50 Cent. When does it come on? When does it come on? May? Is it, I mean,
it's not, always comes on the summer. I remember.
I know.
I ain't never watched it.
You be, damn. Girl. You got to get up on Power.
I know. Everybody
Sarah.
Say that.
Everybody Sarah. Used to say that. And I finally like.
Yo, I don't
binge
be watching
watched
TV,
it.
Y'all.
Yeah.
And I get it now. I get the like dynamic.
Yeah, it's good.
You have to see it.
I don't be watching TV.
I haven't been either.
What you be doing, Sarah, if you don't be watching TV?
Okay. I don't be home.
Well, you be in the streets. What you doing in these streets?
I be hanging out with friends. I be shooting. I have photo shoots. I have things I'm doing. Like, I don't watch TV, okay? Sorry. My brain is still functional.
Oh,
I still
man.
Have my brain cells. And I'm cool with that.
I lost all
I'm
mine.
Cool with it. I'm cool.
Even with the weed smoke, Sarah?
Weed actually brings more of my creativity out. So, boom to
I
that.
I hear that a lot.
Stop hating
that's
on
something
me
that
for
weed,
the weed to
say.
Stop.
Y'all know how I feel about that. Weed?
That's okay.
That's something that weed has said.
That's okay.
No, I know a lot of weed people that say that.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
does. That's, I mean, that's just what it do to me. I ain't no crackhead, but shit. This shit brings out.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Hello?
Yo, oh, good. You?
Hi, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hi, this is Tabitha Connor from Indianapolis. How y'all doing?
All right, how you doing, beloved? You called before, right?
Yes, sir, I did. Oh, I'm happy that you remember me.
No, okay. I thought you were the person who just called. You're another person. Okay. So what's on your mind?
Oh, honey? No. Yeah, I'm another person.
All right, what's on your mind, beloved?
What's on my mind? Okay, I'm having a situation with my ex-husband. We have a son that's 16 years old, and he has in his head that I, myself, and my daughter are brainwashing our son, so my son really doesn't want to deal with him. And he thinks I have something to do with it.
So the son don't want
to... I don't know how to get that...
So the son don't want to deal with dad.
My son, correct. And I asked my son, I asked him, I said, well, what's going on? You know, why you don't call your father for, you know, because my son plays basketball and baseball. I mean, he's very active. Good kid, never really gets in trouble. You know, he's your ideal kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I asked him, I said, why don't you call your father and tell him about games, and why don't you want to be around your father like that? He was like, well, when he picks us up, he takes us over, you know, my grandmother's house, and we just sit over there all weekend, and he always comes to my games late, or either he don't show up.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, I don't have anything to do with that. But he has in his head that, and I said, well, what the hell do you think I'm doing? Got a goddamn teacup and stirring and putting him in a goddamn fucking place? There's no benefit to me trying to keep our son away from you. There's no benefit.
And how long have y'all how long have y'all been kind of separated?
We've been divorced over 10 years. We got divorced like when our son was like 5 or 3 or 5 when our son was real young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was, at first, he was really good at getting our son, and then all of a sudden he slacks off, and then he points the finger at me.
Because do you think there's something to it? Let's be real. Do you think that there's something to it with your attitude towards the ex-husband? Because people can talk about, whoa, now he can go see his dad, but these kids hear what's being said, and I can tell just by the energy you have, there's bad blood between you and that damn ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So let's not even go there.
I can feel it. You know what? It's bad blood because he's lying on me, and he's lying on my daughter. That's why you're hearing this bad blood. I mean, the only time I ever really got upset with him is when he did not get our son. Because if just come and get him, I've never tripped. Because I still like to do my thing and hang out and have company. I can't do that every other weekend, you know, every weekend if our son is at home. I still got to put on that mommy hat. You
right.
feel me?
Because you don't want to have your niggas over there. You don't want to have them new niggas over there. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I get frustrated because it's like, what the hell you mean I'm trying to keep him from you when I may want to entertain company.
Yeah.
This weekend. But I can't, and our son is there.
God.
And that's the bad blood that you hear because it's like, I can't never have a free time for myself. You know what I'm saying? My son is always out, and if he's not at home, he's playing a game. And if he's playing games, of course, I'm there too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you guys have like a set visitation?
No, I don't do all that. Just come get him.
See, that's the thing. See, that's why y'all need. See, y'all gotta have structure. There has to be a sit down to get all this emotional shit. There has to be structure. Like, just come get him whenever. No. There has to be structure, and it has to be planned out, so that will alleviate all of the, how come you didn't get him? I got niggas coming over. I need some dick. You ain't got him. No, y'all, there has to be structure. Have structure. Sit down
but
and say, get him on Saturday.
He was.
Get him every other Saturday. Just, y'all got to just talk and be calm with it.
Yeah,
you're riled up.
You know what, though? I'm riled up with y'all, but when I talk to this Negro, I just sit and listen.
I don't believe that. Every time we have a conversation, ma'am.
I'm serious.
You talk to
me, ma'am. I can listen to you now. I can tell you probably almost killed that nigga at one point. I can tell you. Y'all gotten physical, and you were the fucking aggressor. All right.
No. I just don't like being lied on, and for him to be telling our son, your mother, she brainwashing you, and I'm like, why would you sit up there and say that? But I don't, you know, I haven't talked to him in over a year.
You and our that husband, y'all done been physical before. Y'all done thrown blows at one point in that relationship. I can hear it.
That's funny.
I can hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have.
Hey, I can hear it.
So
that's why y'all need to just put the emotion, put it, no. Y'all got to put that emotion to the side. I can feel it. I can sense it. It's still there. There's resentment. It ain't recent. This ain't no recent shit. There's some resentment.
No. This is embedded.
I can hear it. I can feel it. So let's get the emotion.
Because I've never tried to keep him. I never tried to interfere. That's what really pisses me off and hurts me the most. I can see if I was one of their mothers. You can't see your son because we ain't together no more. I don't ride like that.
There you go.
Because there's no benefit. But it pisses me off and it hurts me when he lies on me and he's going to put his sister into it too. He just needs to just say, look, dude, I really don't want to fuck with you like that. But instead of him saying that, it's easier for him to put the blame on me when that is so far-fetched. I don't get off in keeping my children away from their father.
All right.
It only hurts them.
All right. I would say talk to him. Talk to him and be cool and let's set up a schedule. Thanks for the call. I want to give her some game, but it's too emotional.
She ain't listening.
I'm trying to give it to her. We'll be here all day because she's venting. She has to get all this shit out.
Yeah.
That's what she needs. I can give you the game, but I'm not a therapist that just let you vent. Therapists are there to just let you get shit out. Okay. How you feel about that? You felt you want to stab him twice? Okay. How the knife feel when you had it in your hand? Okay. Did you feel anger with
That's
the knife?
Funny,
it's that type of thing. I'm trying to get, look, that woman has deep-rooted hatred. It ain't nothing about that damn son. It ain't shit about the son. Mm. That's just the proxy that they're using. She's bitter about that damn divorce.
He probably did something. You know,
he did something. He lied. That's why she kept saying lie. The lie. He lied.
Left her for a white girl. Something happened.
Yeah, yeah. She's deceived, and a lot of women don't get over that shit. Just like Steve Harvey's ex-wife.
Oh, the one that's suing him now?
The one who's suing. That woman is bitter.
But wait, this is the second ex-wife, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't the other
this
one.
This is the one before the new one that he has now.
Okay.
And, you know, she's, that woman
she
is bitter.
I think he was cheating with the new wife.
With the new chick on her. Yeah.
Well, what was
so she should be mad, but she
but
should
it,
let it go.
Let it
but
go.
This was years ago.
It was years ago. She's now
you
suing.
Coming up, yeah.
She's suing for $60 million because she's emotionally. What was the thing? Are you about to throw up? You over here, Layla, don't you throw up over here. Layla's over here trying to be cute, like. Hold on, this is Layla. Hold on. This is Layla.
I ate this bar, but I'm not going to drink anything. I think that's
I know what it is. She's suing him for $60 million for alleged torture and child endangerment.
Oh, that's her? She's... Let me see how she
looks. No, it was something
she
like
him.
Old. Yeah, she got some miles on her. She's not a bad looking lady, though.
Yeah, she don't look like the new wife.
But she said she something about down. It was something about she was emotionally something. He ruined her emotions or some
you
shit.
You know
she
what?
Said.
Get that paper, girl.
I'm trying to.
I ain't even mad at her. Get your paper. I hope the judge rules in your favor.
Please.
Because niggas be emotionally draining me and I want some money for it. Okay?
It says that she's been suicidal and has resorted to self-medicate in an effort to handle the aftermath of their highly publicized divorce battle.
She should have bended that.
So she's trying to sue.
She said endangerment, torture, conspiracy. Intentional infliction of emotional distress, breach of contract, and even soul murder.
Soul murder. What the hell he murdered her soul.
Wait, hold on.
This
is
bullshit.
Hold on, hold on. So it says soul murder is achieved by a combination of torture, deprivation, and brainwash. She's all black people. We should be suing
exactly.
For soul murder.
For
deprivation, brainwashing.
She's using all those keywords in there, those violent words. He murdered my soul. He abused my spirit.
She trying to be white.
Yeah,
it ain't
gonna
work.
It ain't gonna work. They're
so
gonna throw that shit right on out.
So she was a white. Okay, so if she was a white lady,
she'd get it.
It worked for white ladies. Oh,
they
yeah, that
consider
works.
Consider it because yes. Those are trigger words that
especially
white women
if it's a black
use.
Husband. It's yeah. A, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like if Steve Harvey had an ex,
it would just be like Kristen the Cracker Leahy. You know, those trigger words. You know,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Just use those words. Any abuse. I was emotionally abused. You were. 5 million.
But
right
wait,
there.
But black women can't use the trigger word that white
no,
women
you
use.
Cannot.
That's what's crazy.
You cannot. You can't. They're like, oh, you deserve it.
That's what she's trying to do.
You should have complied. You know, they don't
get it. You said
you
know, she
you know, they say you deserved it. You did.
You know, Tariq, I actually know of an older woman who stabbed her current husband.
Damn.
And they still together.
They must be old. Old.
They older.
Look,
most
women.
They 50.
Yeah.
They in their 50s.
Yeah, even around 50, 60, 70, older black couples, they always,
she
somebody
stabbed
didn't stab
his
somebody.
Ass. She told me that she stabbed him because she... You know, from a past relationship, she was cheated on, and then she assumed he was doing that to her, and she accused him, and then, you know, she blew smoke in his face. He slapped the shit out of her, and she whooped his ass and stabbed him, and they took each other back, and they happily married now.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah,
they you look at some of them old black couples
dangerous.
Who's been together for 50
she
years.
She stabbed his ass.
They done jumped on each other. The dad done hit the mom
dangerous
with a bottle. Grandma and... Pistol whipped this nigga when he was drunk, you know.
Pistol
whipped.
Yeah.
No.
Dude. Said pistol whipped.
Because I learned stuff
drunk.
About my grandparents from my mom. She tell me shit. I'm like, my
they
little sweet
each other
granny.
Ass.
She like, well, mama knocked granddad teeth out. I'm like, goddamn. I be learning stuff about my grandma I never knew. You know, drew guns on people, drew razor blades on people. Like, my grandma's the sweetest person ever.
I know. My like, grandma has 4 bullets in her head.
God damn.
Yeah, what? 4 bullets, and she's still living. She's 97.
God who damn. Who shot grandma?
That's what I said. She jumped in front of a bullet for my aunt, which is her daughter.
God
she jumped
damn.
In front of and then got
that's
shot
real
4 times. She still has the bullets in her head because if they moved them, then she could have died. You get what I'm saying? And this was
God
back
damn.
In... I don't know, the 80s, I'm guessing. I think it's back in the 80s because she's 97.
How
wow,
did
she
wow.
live?
Ain't that crazy?
That's crazy.
God
as
is
hell.
Good. I'm
you
telling
did?
You.
Does she still look normal?
She looks so good.
Oh, okay.
She's paralyzed. Her left leg is paralyzed.
Oh, damn.
Other
oh,
than
yeah.
that, you know what I mean? She looks amazing. She's like very
that's
coherent.
That's good.
That is
yeah.
good. Wow. What's in the news, Layla, before you throw up?
I know. Let me get it out. Tariq, like, let's get her up out of here.
Well, the news, the sport.
You're so silly.
I am trying to hold it down, though. Okay, I'm trying to hold it down.
Oh, Trump is live now. He's doing a press conference.
Uh-oh. Ooh, let's stop the show and watch
He's doing a press conference on the bombings in Manchester.
On nothing. So basically a waste of breath at that point.
Yeah, they about to politicize that shit.
Yeah, he's on it now.
Heavy. So what's in the news?
Okay, so basically this is what this be pissing me off sometimes. Because dudes always, they do an action and then they want to blame the girl for the action that they made. You get what I'm saying?
For the reaction.
For the reaction. Like, like basically the reason why I got to the bottom of it. The reason why T.I. and Tiny, like the divorce was, she just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Because she hired a girl to work for them. Mm. And he slept with the girl.
That's what she was talking about on the show. Yeah, because I saw on the preview on the show.
Yep.
She was like, you slept with my friend or something like that. Or you messed with my friend. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Somebody she hired, which obviously if she's working with the girl, that probably became her friend. And yeah, that's crazy. So but he was like, well, you moved out the house. She was like, I moved out the house because you slept with the girl. Mm. So he was blaming her. Then he tries to backtrack and say, well, you was hanging out with a nigga that I can't stand.
Yeah, that had Floyd. Beef with. Yeah,
well, she kind of did start it with
but
that whole Floyd stuff.
She said that was when they was broken up, though.
Mm. But does that matter?
Does that matter, Tariq?
It don't. Yeah, it matters. Yeah. It's kind of like
that's
it matters to me. It matters.
They're both fucked up.
Yeah,
because you don't mess with your ladies. You know, any of her friends. That's just real dirty.
I mean, then he can't find somebody else. All the hoes he got, he has to mess with her friends.
Okay, Tariq. That's so dirty it's mackin'. The same situation that was with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, but he didn't fucking around had a baby up on her.
Yeah,
wait. You mean he fucked her friend?
No, it wasn't her friend.
No, what I'm saying when you ask the question. Do you think it's right? Like, you know, would you know, the question you just asked.
Oh, so right,
I'm
right,
like,
right.
I don't know. They're not broken up, but they are. But it's just not. Certain you things. You just don't do that.
Even if you get your little
that's
side
baby
dick,
daddy, right.
If you get a little side cooch, there's certain side rules that go with that. You don't mess with your girl's friend. That's just dirty macking. And as a woman, you definitely don't mess with a nigga who's beefing with your dude.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. But she said they didn't sleep. No, but she kept saying, just because I danced with him don't mean we slept
you
together.
Ain't
oh,
even
that's all
supposed
they did?
To, yeah,
yeah,
that's
they
what
did.
She said. But, even if that, but even that, no, you don't
they
do that.
They never slept together.
Yeah,
to me, you not.
He might not have hit it. But even going over there dancing with him and then
she
being around
him. She was twerking
this,
on him twice.
Yeah, she was twerking.
After he.
In public, because you know people film it.
But not only that, that's not only the fucked up thing. They almost got in a fight the first time, and then you did it again.
Yeah,
like,
right after they got into a fight.
They was getting ready to fight at Fatburger,
do you
right?
Think,
yeah.
Do you think that she did that because he slept with her friend? She was trying to get
yeah.
back?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
100%.
Probably.
100%. It was
probably,
revenge.
Yeah.
She was trying to get revenge.
She was like, okay, you want to mess with my friend? I'm going to mess with your enemy.
Exactly.
That's what happened
That's what that. She did. She took it to a whole different place. That's why T.I. is like, you know, when you do that, a lot of dudes check out on your ass because that's a whole.
Y'all so weak.
No.
Dude's a weak. No.
That's weak?
No, because y'all could do so, y'all could cheat on us 4-5 times and be like, come on, baby, take me back. We take y'all dusty asses back, and then we cheat on you one time, and you're like, oh, hell no, bitch, bye. And
no,
now,
but
you
wait.
Yeah, because
I'm not going to lie.
That's the enemy. You're not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. There is a double standard when it comes to women cheating and men cheating,
it
and
is.
I'm not going to sit here and say that it should not be. It should be. It is a double standard.
It's messed up that
a
dude could
drag
your ass
though.
Through the mud, beg you back, and we take y'all back. But if
because,
we do something one time, like
because when women do it, when women mess with two dudes, you see there's going to be a conflict
right.
with the dude, and then that can spill over to the children. You never know, so that's why it's real funny style when women do it. Now, men, you got your little side piece. Women are going to kind of be standoffish to a certain degree. You might get a ratchet that'll try to snatch your edges if she sees you.
So silly.
But for dudes are going to bump heads for real,
but,
for real.
But do you also agree, Tariq, that it's also a deeper thing than that? Like, it's, you know, it's more emotional for women, right? And then men, they can, like you said earlier, men can just sleep. It's not emotional for them.
They can sleep
them.
With anybody.
So that's why,
again.
That's why it's, I think it's the double standard for women because it's more emotional for us. And men, they just like, whatever. They can forget your ass
tomorrow.
You know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I think it's a double standard.
Yeah but, you know.
It sucks,
and
such
I hate
is
that
life.
You know. You know, but Tiny shouldn't have went there, though. That she took it to a whole different level. But speaking of Tiny, I would love to see the escape concert.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait to see.
Oh,
I like this. They're going back on
tour. And they all look good.
They do look good. I saw some recent photos of them. Candy, all of them look very, very good.
And they sound good, too.
Oh, yeah. They've always sounded good. What's up? Who's calling?
You know, what's the name? SWB don't sound good no more.
They sound janky?
They don't, I don't like the way they sound. Jank. They all look raggedy and tore down.
Yeah, they
tore up from the flow up, as my auntie would say.
No, but wait, one of them look kind of good. What's her name? The one with the curly hair?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
They changed their hair.
The dark one.
All of them are dead. Well, two of them are dark.
My dad called them sisters without voices.
That's fucked up. What's up? Who's on the phone?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name, brother?
Pete calling from Chicago.
Oh, you got dogs in the back. I hear dogs in the back. So you calling from the hood. I hear pit bulls barking in the back, man. Where are you? You at work?
No, actually, I have Hidden Colors on, Tyree.
Okay.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Aww. Okay, cool.
I was watching that, and I saw that you had the show going, so I thought I'd call in.
There you go. So what's on your mind, brother?
I'm just going to keep it relationship-based. Okay. What is the best way to just move on from a relationship in a mental capacity?
Well, the best way to move on is, two ways. Number one, you have to say, what have I learned from the relationship? You got to learn something. That's always important, because if you don't learn anything from the relationship, you're going to keep trying to go back and get closure. And that's what closure is. Closure is trying to find a lesson out of something. So you're going to keep trying to go back to it. So if you found closure with that, the next way to get over the relationship is to really find out what you're going to do with the knowledge you've learned for the next relationship. So you got to start not just looking for another relationship, but start looking at yourself and saying, okay, what can I do now not to make the mistake that I just made in this relationship? Because if you broke up, there was a mistake made somewhere. Maybe
right.
You chose.
Absolutely.
Even if the person did something to you, there was a mistake made on your part because you didn't catch it, or you chose a person who would bring that type of energy to you. So it's all about learning and applying that knowledge and building and growing from it. So you have to look at it from a very metaphysical standpoint. You dig?
Follow up question to that real quick.
Go ahead.
So what's the time period where you should just be working on yourself rather than just trying to jump back into things?
Well, you can jump back. Now, let's get it twisted. You can always jump back and jump in some new pussy right after you get out that relationship. But don't get too emotionally invested, because what happens is that a lot of times when men and women break up, they immediately go out there on the rebound. And the worst relationship to get in is a rebound relationship. Rebound sex is good. Rebound relationships are fucked up. That's like, for example, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj got into a rebound relationship with Meek Mill. And everything was cool at first, and I knew that was going to crash and burn because they were doing too much too soon.
Yeah.
And they were putting extras on it. I mean, they were rapping together and doing tours together. In the video, he's dissing motherfuckers and
big-ass jewelry.
I mean, they're just doing the most, getting Nicki and Meek jewelry and all that. They're doing too much. That's going to crash and burn. Relationships have to be paced. When you're putting extra shit on the relationship, you're compensating. You're trying to overcompensate for shit. So, you know, that went and crashed and burned. And she's back kicking it with Drake and all that stuff. But that just shows rebound relationships, they're facades. You're really projecting your own desires. So it's good to get you some rebound sex, but don't jump into another relationship too soon. Just fix yourself, man. And that can take a couple of months or whatever, but definitely don't jump into an immediate relationship. All right?
All right. Have a good one. Thanks,
thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Ladies.
Instagram got filters now.
They do?
Weird filters.
Yeah, oh, damn.
Like, they really taking Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, shit. Snapchat is going to be out the game. But now, Layla, have you been in a rebound relationship before?
Yeah, I guess I have. It didn't work out. It didn't work out because I think, well, first of all, he drank too damn much for me. And I didn't know.
You, the lust over here, throwing
you
out.
You thought a motherfucker drunk too much?
When,
As you about to throw up now?
Right.
I don't drink like that, though. That's why I can't handle hold my liquor, because I really don't drink like that. So when I do, seriously, guys, I don't.
I'm looking at you like,
No, I really don't. Okay. No, this is how you know this is when I said, you know what? I can't see myself with this guy for the rest of my life. It used to be like little stuff. Then I would vent to my friends. Like, to me, he was very petty. And I can't stand no petty ass. He's an old write your name on your leftovers and put it in the fridge type of nigga. Like, I can't.
Stop.
Like, I can't.
That's the worst.
Like, he was so petty. And I can't stand no petty. Like, I remember we used to go out to eat. And he would like, I'm really big on tipping. Because I, you know, I bartend on the side. Like, I'm really big. Because I do it. I get it. So, like, he was the worst tipper. Like, he would take me out. But I will always have to add to the tip, like always.
Oh, no.
Always, because I'm like, yo, like, no, she needs more. Like, and you're at an expensive restaurant, too. Like, you have to, you can't be looking, stereotyping. they already expected a nigga not to tip. So, you know what I mean?
That's so true.
Yeah. It's just that. And then when you wake up at 10 a.m. and you see what's something that looks like a glass of water.
Yeah.
And you smell it and it's vodka.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
God damn.
Because I had walked in the kitchen, I seen it with this glass, and then I smelled alcohol. And I was like, what's in your cup? And he was like, oh, this is just a little something. Like,
was he an old dude?
No, yeah, he was actually young.
He sound like he's 75.
No.
drinking a mimosa for breakfast and shit.
No, vodka, not even mimosa. Mimosa was cool, but it was straight vodka with ice.
Damn.
On the rocks.
With ice?
On the rocks. He was only, at the time, he was younger than me. He was only 26, 25. He was young.
Oh, damn. Yeah. This nigga had issues.
Yeah, so and anyway, he was a rebound and I jumped into it and I went really fast and it didn't work out because I got to know how petty, like I didn't really get to know him. So when I moved in with him really quick and everything.
Oh damn.
Yeah, like I moved in. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
So like it was the worst because
I took the curling iron and the bag and the whole shit over this nigga's.
Yeah, we moved in and I moved in with him and it was just all bad. Like
Now how long did the thing last?
It lasted longer than it should have. It lasted a year and a half.
Damn. Wow.
That's a big waste of time.
That's a long goddamn time.
Yeah, I was trying to make it work because I just felt bad and like, and the funny thing is I was hoping the nigga did something to me. I'm like, please cheat on me. Please do something.
So you can bounce?
Yes. Like I was looking for a reason because I felt bad because I felt in too deep.
Layla really let the dude use her Section 8.
Layla ain't on no Section 8. Shut up, Isabot. You ain't let that man use your Section 8. Man.
Oh, Jason Bobby quiet. No, so it didn't. Yeah, so it didn't work out.
Sarah, what we got going on in the news?
I can't with her little rebound.
I know.
Story. You know,
I thought I lived like seven lives. I'm telling y'all. I feel like I'm 70, man.
Yeah, you are. No, I want to talk about this black-owned construction company that is replacing the pipes in Flint, Michigan.
What else? That's boring.
My God.
That's boring.
It's not.
Talk
really
about
much.
Pipes.
We could talk about Drake getting all them awards. We could talk about Katy Perry being
What y'all
racist.
Think of Drake Daddy?
That's what we talking about, yeah.
He's like, boy,
that
stop.
Was funny.
Yeah.
Boy, stop.
With that purple goddamn suit on.
Yeah, that's
look at him.
Funny. That's
damn
funny.
Suit on.
Drake's dad is getting vagina.
I see he Drake's dad with a gang of Asian women.
Ugh.
I'm like, what is Drake? Is he like Filipino pimping woman? What's he doing over there? And Drake's dad mustache.
I got one for you, Sariq. So
go ahead.
Lil Uzi said he ain't bothered by you. You ain't never felt his fabrics before.
What is it? Lil Uzi.
He said you ain't never felt these fabrics.
You never felt these fabrics. This nigga got on a Donna Karen blouse. God damn.
He said blouse though.
Damn.
Blouse.
Y'all crazy.
This nigga, man.
He's unbothered by you.
fabrics.
He said, we haters. Wait, hold on. We haters. Why is it that when you don't like something, you become a hater?
Hilarious.
Why can't you just not like it?
Yeah, that's true.
Man, what's
up? What's with his ponytail?
I know.
What's going on
looking
here?
Looking like Akilah
and
the Bee.
Like this, Sarah. Look at Sarah.
What's
even,
up? Who's calling?
I was looking like, this girl's pretty.
Oh, that's me when I was 18.
Let me see that. Who's calling?
18.
Oh,
boo.
I got to show. Look at Sarah.
Hello?
What's up, sweetie? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name, babe?
Sarah.
Your name
oh
is Sarah.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Your name is Sarah, too? Look at Sarah back in the day.
Cute.
That's cute. Sarah had the little...
Can you hear me? Is my phone okay?
I can hear you, sweetie. What's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Calling all day.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name, sweetie?
Sarah Harold.
Sarah Harold, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alaska.
Oh, damn. What the hell are you doing in Alaska?
At a Donald Trump rally.
Military. You guys were clowning Alaska in your last show. Alaska's fine. There's a lot more black people than you think in Alaska. I'm so nervous.
I met a brother yesterday. I was at a barbershop in North Hollywood. Shout out to the Blade in North Hollywood. A lot of good folks in there was chopping it up with me. But it was a brother who has a spot in Alaska. He's like, he goes back and forth from here in Alaska. So what the hell are y'all doing out there in Alaska?
Yeah, what y'all doing?
Freezing.
It is not that cold. It's summer in Alaska. My father, he was military.
Oh, okay.
That's why we moved up here. Dang. It was either Alaska or Japan, so he chose Alaska.
So how do you like it out there?
It's really nice. Alaska is nice. It's warm now, so you guys should come up here one day.
I would like to come. I would love to come out there to Alaska.
Tariq, you haven't been to Alaska?
I have not been to Alaska.
Is that a part of the 50 states?
It is.
Okay. I sound like Portia right
now.
I know.
It's part of the
50
states.
Isn't the Underground Railroad go to Alaska?
Did you just really ask that question?
I know. Layla don't be doing nothing.
I'm just messing with y'all.
Now, Sarah from Alaska, what do you look like? What's your Instagram?
Oh, Lord.
I do not have Instagram.
That's
true.
That's good.
What's your Twitter? You got something up there in Alaska. It's boring as the fuck it is.
I keep away from social media.
That's good, girl.
You up there in Alaska ain't shit to do but throw rocks at polar bears or some shit. What do you do up there in Alaska?
There's no polar bears. I actually do hunt, though. I've hunted like moose and black bears. I go hunting, though.
Oh, okay. And is somebody mixed in your family? Who's mixed? Are your mom an Eskimo or white, or what's the deal?
So real.
No, I'm full black. My mom, my parents, they're originally from New Orleans.
Okay.
So, they're both from New Orleans. They met in high school, and they got married. And my dad went immediately to the military, and then they moved up to Alaska. There's 10 of us. They had 10 kids. So.
Oh, damn. It's a gang of y'all. Man.
Yeah.
So who do you date up there in Alaska? I mean, do you date within the, I know it's like a little small black community up there. So who are you dating up there? Or are you doing are you doing some ice bed wenching up there in Alaska?
Ice bed wenching on ice.
You bed wenching on ice up there. You got some snow sled bed winching that you go to your white dude's crib.
I do not.
You
get
some huskies
period.
Take you to
I
your
don't
white man.
Bed-winch
at all. Yeah.
Oh. Stop.
Snow dogs take you to the white man.
No, there's a lot of Alaska Natives, and what's interesting is the Alaska Natives, they kind of have a similar situation with, white supremacy and like black people do, because, you know, they gave the Natives alcohol, and they did all that stuff to take their land and things like that.
Yeah. They're very good at getting Native people intoxicated. So that Native population up there, the Eskimo people, you know, do they, you know, they like drunk and stuff all the time?
They're like, they treat them so badly. And when I started, you know, becoming more conscious, and I saw all your Hidden Colors movies, I'm such a fan. I love you so much, Sheree. I was
so
calling
much.
All day.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I learned, you know, I started watching Hidden Colors, and then I started to see a lot of, you know, similarities between the Native and, you know, how they treat black people, because, you know, white supremacy, you know, they do, you know, it's the same. They do the same thing, you know, to every group. But.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so I'm glad that you...
Sorry, I don't mean to get so deep with the ism show and I'm talking all of this.
No, absolutely. No, it's good. You know, I'm glad you're awake. It's good to have awaken people all over the country and all over the world. That's what's up. And I'm learning about Alaska. I really got to get out there to Alaska and see what's happening, especially with y'all dating. Well, Izumbot has to say something about Alaska. Izumbot, what is that?
Niggas be trying to take you to their igloo to fuck.
What did he say? He said they were trying to take you to the igloo to fuck. Hey, come on, Izumbot. Just leave her alone.
I love Izumbot. Izumbot keeps it real. He's so cool. No, but I had a really quick question. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take up all your
trying
airtime.
To take her to the igloo to fuck. Ain't that some shit? It's too cold to fuck in an igloo.
Wait. Have you seen an igloo out there?
Yes.
There are no igloos.
It's all houses. In Alaska. What is wrong with y'all?
You know, we get the Alaskan stereotypes.
Igloos, polar bears. There are no
that
igloos.
That is not out there.
Niggas be trying to holler like, look, I got some whale blubber at the crib that you can come share with me. We're going to get it cracking.
No, but the dating scene at Tariq.
Yes, dear.
If you wanted to know about the dating scene, there's a lot of Negro bed wenches and coons out here.
I can imagine.
Crazy.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I can imagine. You got snow coons. I can imagine.
Snow coons.
I can imagine out there, man. I still got to get out there and see what's popping.
I just wanted to ask you. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because I do have a boyfriend, and I just turned 21, and we've been dating since, you know, we were in high school. We met when we were 14 years old, and we've been dating for a long time. And, you know, as I've started to become more conscious, you know, and I've tried to, you know, tell him about him colors, and I'm like, you know, and he's like, why are you becoming so black, and, you know, things like that. So I just wanted to know, should I, like, stay with him?
No.
Now, what is he?
He's black.
Oh, okay. He sounds real coonish.
Yeah. You have a black person. Black.
Yeah, that's T-black.
Impossible.
That's coon talk right there. That's straight up coon talk. Anytime somebody talk about something being too black,
and they're black, yeah,
that nigga's one foot away from a butter biscuit and a Trump rally. All right, so you better watch him. You might have outgrown that little suspected coon that you're dating, and he's the same age as you, right?
Suspected coon.
Keith, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
And he's the same age as you, right?
Yeah, we've been dating for a long time. You know,
listen to? What kind of, like, man, fuck that rap. I want to go listen to some Nirvana. Fucking, hey, what kind of nigga is that? What does he listen to?
He likes, you know, a little bit of everything, like hip hop, rap, rock and roll. You know, oldies.
We got a snow coon.
I don't know.
There's a snow coon.
Look, smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. And some butter biscuits emanating about the igloo. That's a snow coon you got there. You watch your dude, because it might be time for you to upgrade if you're trying to get some consciousness going on, because that's Sarah Palin area out there.
Show come on,
understand.
I forgot.
That's Sarah Palin country.
I forgot. You are so right.
Daughter.
Oh, you went to school
with
one of them little ratchet fucking
and
daughters
she
of hers?
Is a nothing but a damn hoe.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I knew her.
Oh, was she ratchet back then?
Hell yeah, she was.
No, she was just, you know. Just whatever,
ratchet.
Like,
man, you gonna be fine. But
all right,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you,
I don't
beloved.
Want to take up your time. I'm such a huge fan, and I love you, and I'm so happy that I got through.
Thank you so much for calling, beloved,
so sweet,
sweetheart. Sweet. Yes, indeed. I wish she had Instagram. I would like to see what she looked like.
Oh man, you
now,
have so
now,
many lovely
let me get
fans.
On. I know they love us, and I love them too. But Layla's ass, Layla, you see that a motherfucker from Alaska seeing Hidden Colors in your black ass is sitting here right now
in LA.
With a warehouse full of Hidden Colors
DVDs.
I took
four. I took 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And
hey,
watched it yet?
I'm still.
Yep. She ain't watched.
Look,
she watched that Hennessy bottle. You dig?
You know what I'm going to do, Tariq?
What?
I'm going to make sure by the time I come back here next week, I'm going to at least have gotten through two.
No, you're not.
Girl,
I promise.
It's not even like.
Is it long? Are they long?
They're long, but they're good.
But they're good, though.
You know
good.
What? I should sit down and. Will my son be like, can I sit down and watch him myself?
Yes, yes.
Girl, yeah.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Need to watch it.
Yes,
it's like,
indeed.
You need to
okay.
Watch it.
I'm going
to
sit down and watch. That's what I'm going to do. I'm serious. And I'm going to do a book report about it.
Yes.
A book
give
report.
You a whole mental book report.
So you're going to actually write some shit down?
No, I'm going to just like take
I did that with my daughter, though. We did a book. I made her do like a report. I made
on
her watch
that?
It.
And then what she had to do, read it in front of y'all?
No, she had to, you know, I gave her some questions and she answered it. She, you know, that's a fun thing to do with the
that
kids.
Tariq, you better start telling me. People going to think I'm a damn coon. People going to start calling me a damn coon.
No, she's not a coon.
I had to watch Hidden Colors the other week.
Oh, you did?
I forget, Tariq, how deep that shit is until I play it. Like,
yeah.
It's so much information in that.
Yeah.
Speaking of your movie, I'm trying to get the David Banner God box.
Oh yeah,
David's
sending me a copy. We had to send some packages. Shout out to my brother David Banner.
Can I get one?
Yeah, he's sending
me. You got a movie?
He's sending me something. They just said they're gonna send the God Box to me.
What is that?
Can you ask that's for his album. Two? Because I want it.
Yeah, I was hollering at these people today. Wait, shout out to David. No. This nigga.
I'm a giver.
I mean, he said the God for Tariq.
Let's pause for Layla for 1 minute, okay?
He said the God.
She said, "Is it gospel?"
Layla,
I thought David Banner was coming on the damn gospel album. See how rumors get around.
I'm so over you. Bye.
I'm just saying. She said, "Did you not say the
with David Banner featuring Kirk Franklin?"
You funny as hell,
Layla. It's an album. And the album is actually very good.
Okay.
The God Box. Y'all go to iTunes and get the God Box album.
I love it.
Speaking of iTunes, this is coming soon. This is the Crispy Biscuits app. It's coming soon. We're working. I got it on my phone already. That's level one.
Oh, you got an app, Tariq?
Oh, I got a few apps.
You got so many.
I got so many.
She don't know you, Tariq.
I know. You don't be knowing shit. This is the Crispy Biscuit. Let me show y'all. Hold on. Wait.
She said she don't know you.
He's running. So that's the
Crispy. Wait, what's the other app you got?
It looks so good.
It looks good, man.
Really
it looks good.
From when you showed it last week.
That was just a little scratch version, but yeah,
so is it like a game?
It's a game. It's Crispy's Biscuits.
Is it gonna be 99 cents?
Yeah, well, it'll be like $2.99, something like that.
It'd be 99 cents.
No ads.
We on Section 8.
Damn. It ain't gonna be no ads in it.
$2.99.
Yeah,
bruh. I don't know. You might have to jank mine up and get mine for 99 cents.
Man, the game is funny. Y'all got to. You know, my other game, I got a game called Moorish Kingdom. That's available.
But is that a girly game?
No.
I'm saying.
Oh, girls can play. You can play.
Yeah,
because it's a female character.
What app you got now?
I got Moorish Kingdom.
Okay, I'll get that.
More Us. That's M-O-O-R-U-S.
And what is it? It's a game?
And More Us is a social network. It's a social networking app. Moorish Kingdom is a game. That's a game. And we got Crispy's Biscuits.
Crispy Biscuits.
I was playing this shit all night. My kids was looking, laughing. They laughing at the shit. So Crispy's Biscuits is very addicting.
We got a coon up in here.
No.
Sari, better. No, you got a person that I have a child.
I knew who Tariq was before I even came on
the show. I didn't know.
I've been following Tariq for a very long time.
I didn't, but I follow him now.
Yes,
but
no, she don't, because she still ain't watching Colors.
I know you ain't watching Colors. I didn't get that shit to you months ago.
Yeah. You gave it to her when she first got here, like first week.
Exactly.
Girl, bye.
No, but the thing is, you know what? My life is so crazy
that you can't watch a goddamn movie.
Oh, Layla.
Chicken George.
All right, Layla, you
we
better watch
Chicken
the movie.
We got Chicken George over here.
I know. We got Kizzy. Who ain't watching the movie, Layla?
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it today.
No, you should watch it today because your ass will be in a bed.
I know. She's gonna be hungover.
No, you know what? Today, I'm gonna start it today.
Yeah.
By the time I come back,
Layla be saying she's gonna do shit and don't be doing it. She's supposed to bring us a picture of somebody and ain't brought it. And every week, an excuse. Oh, I forgot. I hurt my foot when I was jogging and I forgot. Excuses don't even be making no sense. I forgot. I went to Krispy Kreme and they were closed. What that got to do with what we talking about? The lie doesn't even have no correlation. Layla's lies are horrible.
Layla,
how come you didn't bring this in? Man, did you hear about 9/11 back in 2001? What the fuck does that have to do with this?
Yes, that's how God she be, yo.
Okay, what about hiking?
We were supposed to go hiking the other day.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was my fault.
Well, she was instantly like, you need to go hiking. Yep. Go hiking. All right, I go. Man, you know what?
Donald King
got arrested 20 years ago. I'm like, what? I can't go? Like, what the hell?
All right, we doing it again.
Can we do it Thursday, Tariq?
No, I'll let y'all know. I'm busy this week with y'all asses.
That ain't me. That's her.
I was getting my hair done.
You know my hair? I got it done. I got some weed from Korea, and that's why I couldn't show up.
No.
Lord.
Come on,
I got
guys.
Some weed from Korea.
Man, let's get silly, one more. What else is happening in the news before we get up out of here?
Let me see what is happening. Oh, yeah. I just want to kind of recap on Monique. She had beef. I mean, she still has beef with Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry and Oprah. However, she says that the beef with her and Tyler Perry is no longer because Tyler Perry actually gave her a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the conversation went okay, and she told him that she was going to, you know, talk about it on her stand-up, and he said okay. But he was basically she said, when he called, I want to give a brother credit where credit is due. Oh, sorry, I guess. So, okay, here we go. When he called up, he said, I watched your podcast and I saw your pain. And I said, nigga, that's not pain. That's called honesty. Don't get it confused. When he wanted to start talking to me and my husband, yeah, like he was a billionaire. And I said, nigga, I don't give a fuck about your money. Let us start talking one-on-one and let's start talking some real shit. And then she said, put Madea on the phone.
Yeah. Layla reads like an alcoholic.
She's like, what? What you saying? Is it about?
Layla reads like an alcoholic.
No. Layla.
I don't feel good.
Lord.
I don't feel good.
Lord. Anyway.
No, so basically she squashed the beat.
I'm going to see you in the morning.
Sweetie. Bye. Nice meeting you.
Right. Bye.
All right, y'all. Let me get up. We got to get up out of here.
when we going hiking?
Please.
Next. No, for real. You can't go this week. Go Thursday. Friday?
No.
Friday?
No. Friday. I told you I'm doing.
Oh, okay. What about Monday?
I don't
know. Monday? What the fuck?
Why not Monday?
I don't plan that far in advance. I'm trying to get this skit together. That skit.
That y'all been trying to do?
Because I want to release the skit right around the time we do the app.
So, oh, okay.
So
are you going to give me the outfit for?
Yes.
The,
right. Okay. No,
you already didn't tell me what the.
I won't
say. No. Remember, you said you had the crispy.
Don't give it up to me. I will. Right.
Tell me what the hell is going on. See, they be talking about me, fam, out here, but then they don't be putting me in on what the hell is going on.
We do.
We tell you. It just goes over your head.
Yeah, you drunk. Look, you drunk right now.
I know.
You don't know nothing.
You can tell Layla a million things. She act like you never told her.
Yep. Well, you really can, though.
What time
girl.
We got to come in today? 2? I'm going to be late. I'm going to send her text. I'm going to show y'all the I'm going to be late text. I'm going to be 15 minutes late, Tariq. Layla's ass be doing the most.
That's a
Wait, she texts you about the damn weave at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what the hell? She drunk.
I know.
I'm not drunk, just hungover.
That's Layla. I'm probably going to be 15 minutes late. Just irresponsible Negro shit. We love Layla. Layla, what you doing this week besides drinking?
No,
I
really don't drink, you guys. That's why I'm definitely not drinking.
Bullshit.
What are you doing this week, dear?
Let me see. Oh, I'm talking to the kids again. I don't know what
you said that.
Yeah, I'm talking on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to the kids. I don't know what school. I go to different high school. Well, I think it might be Dorsey High School. I think it might be I don't know which one yet.
Okay.
But he'll tell me. I probably need to call him. He calls me like the day before some ghetto stuff. But no.
Damn. Hey, baby, what you doing tomorrow? Can you come mentor these kids in the morning? Tell them stay off crack. That's all you got. Just tell them stay off crack, and that's good.
So I'm going to be talking to the kids. It's a nonprofit organization.
There you go.
Aww. You know, taking it easy, recovering, stuff like that.
There you go. Now, Sarah, what are you doing this week, dear? What you got going on?
Me and my best girlfriend are going to a concert this week.
Oh, which one?
What y'all going to see?
We going to R&B Live.
I love it. Damn, Wednesday. It's on Wednesday, right?
Friday and Saturday.
Who's performing? They just have
random
people?
They didn't announce them yet. Okay. No. I wasn't there last year.
Where is it at? Sayers?
It's at Palladium.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't go last year. Of course, I wasn't living here, but someone told me that last year they had like Maya, Missy Elliott. They like it's going to be lit.
When is this?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh,
Memorial
Day. Hell yeah. You just got me lit right
now.
I
might go to Vegas. I forgot to
tell you.
I need to go. My mom asked me to go. I forgot.
Girl,
yeah. I told her maybe.
I'm going.
You going to Vegas?
I'm going.
Okay, so
I've never been to Vegas.
You never been to Vegas?
Never. And I want
to
go to
Vegas.
No. I know, bitch.
Okay, I'm going to call you if I go.
I know. Y'all about to clown me because I ain't never been to Vegas.
You might hear some stories because I might go too.
Oh, man.
I'm going to hit you up.
No, I'm going for real.
Okay. My mom is for sure going. She asked me to go. I didn't give her an answer yet. I said, hold on.
Well, that's what's
up. Where y'all doing Airbnb and stuff?
No, actually, my aunt lives out there and my friend.
So cool.
Yeah, and my friend lives out there. So I don't think I'm going to stay at my aunt. I think I'm going to stay at my friend. Yeah. She has a big house out there. I'm going to stay, but she has a bunch of dogs.
All right.
That's okay.
So we're about to get up out of here, family. And y'all have a good Memorial Day weekend. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Again, check out my man POV Hilarious D on YouTube. POV Hilarious D. Check out his trailer for the black female superhero, Dark Crises. Also, check out my man that what's the name of the damn app again? Let me say it. It is
go ahead.
Mine is at the Sarah Nicole.
I'm Miss Layla Lopez. Miss Layla Lopez.
Lord.
MSLAILOPEZ.
Okay, there you go.
I know I was getting caught back then.
Y'all be good, fam.
Text